Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. From Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, we welcome in Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach, both with us today. Good morning to both of you. And among other things, today we're going to talk about the big 50th anniversary celebration for the hospital this weekend.
Well, Dr. Miller has been such a great partner with us through this journey with Adventist Health and the Mendocino Coast Hospital. It's our 50th. Last week we talked about the 50th coming up. And indeed, that big birthday party is going to be happening this Sunday. It happens on grounds of the hospital. We're going to do it outside. It'll be a tented event, but outside. And we invite the community to come out. The event is free. It will be Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that still gives folks who are going to church that day a chance to stop by right after church services. It's a come-and-go event. We're going to have food. We're going to have face painters, lots of great giveaways. It'll be a chance to meet with our providers. Dr. Miller will be there. We'll be having a chance to talk to our community, and we are so grateful for community partners who have been helping plan this. This is an event that is co-sponsored by the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District and Adventist Health. Once again, to celebrate 50 years of this hospital serving our coastal communities. We can't imagine what life would have been like without a hospital here, especially through a pandemic. So please come out. The event is free. Bring your family. This will be one that we are going to do while following all of our protocols for safety. We invite our community to come out and celebrate with us. Dr. Miller.
Yes, and so we've been carefully reviewing the CDC guidelines for the event, and we'll be following those very carefully. And so if people are comfortable coming out, and especially if they're fully vaccinated, then this is a safe thing for people to do if they're fully vaccinated. And if they're not fully vaccinated, then they need to, of course, take the extra precautions just like the CDC requires. So we will be working closely with everybody who's coming in to make sure that we keep it a very safe event. And we are mindful that there are still a few cases inland of COVID, and those are all, as you've heard before, in unvaccinated people. So it's just a reminder that we really do need to stay vigilant and please get vaccinated. I know that people have hesitancy and concerns, but there's a lot of very good information out there. And I would recommend that people be a little bit more choosy about where they go to get their information and not just go to any blog or personal website, but go to the CDC and the FDA websites and read about the vaccine if you're hesitant. Those are very good, so that's what I would recommend.
I know this morning the White House said that now the approach is to look for people 18 to 26 who they seem to be the most hesitant for one reason or another to get that shot. Have you found that to be the case here on the coast at all, Doctor?
No, I think that young people have been pretty willing to get vaccinated. And those people who are younger who aren't getting vaccinated, I think who are making that decision not to get vaccinated because they don't think it applies to them. But really, it does apply to all of us, and we know that people who are starting around age 12 are the people who really need to be vaccinated 12 and up, and that's because of the changes in your body that occur during puberty, which make the virus more contagious for people who are. That is, in fact, why the age group of 12 was chosen, and also it's the reason why schools were allowed to open up for the younger grades and, you know, early on, and was still closed for the high school grades.
All right. Well, anything else from either of you? Otherwise, I guess we're getting ready for Sunday morning.
Well, we're so grateful for entities such as the Historic Society and the Senior Center. We have several great partners, the city, Mendocino Rotary, has said they would be there that day. And so we're really looking forward to a community coming together and celebrating what healthcare means on the coast. There's been a great deal of planning in it. There will be tremendous fun, lots of music. So bring the family out. Have a great day. Enjoy the great outdoors and the fresh air. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning between 10 and 1.
All right, Judy, thank you. And thank you, Dr. Miller, for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.